It's time for You Talking to Me with your host, Big JD.
Right, you're listening to You Talking to Me. I'm your host, Big JD, and today I'm talking to a local area songwriter, religious songwriter, Dr. D. He's got a couple CD releases, and he's got a interesting story about how he started writing and how one of his songs got sent to the Pope. Dr. D, welcome to You Talking to Me.
Hello, JD. It's a pleasure to be able to talk to you again.
All right. I'd like to first have you tell listeners how you started writing, because I know you had an epiphany in church one day to start writing, and it's a very unique story. It's really interesting. So tell us about that.
Yeah, it was remarkable the way it did happen. Like 3 years before I started, I was stricken with Parkinson's disease, and things were not the same, and you know, my outlook on life was getting worse all the time. So I started attending the church on Thursday night. They would have a hour of prayer hour, or whatever you want to call it, and I would go and with my wife, and I'd attend. But I would fall asleep all the time, and I couldn't figure out what the heck, you know. Every time I come here, I fall asleep. And I would dream of things about the church and that. And so I started bringing a little notepad with me, and I'd jot down the things that would go through my mind. And so I turned around and I started putting some of that, those little comments in that, to little poems. And the poems led into little paragraphs of music, and it was getting really interesting. And in fact, almost all of my songs has something related with what transpired while I was at the church.
Yeah, that's definitely amazing. And you're a musician as well. You play a number of instruments, but your particular instrument of choice is harmonica. Tell us a little bit about your harmonica and how that kind of transpired for you.
Yeah, harmonica, I really can relate to the harmonica. It's that goes way back. My dad played the harmonica as well, and he was very, very good at it. And I just took it up, and then, you know, like it's playing by ear, but yet it's very, very difficult if you do not have the tune for it. And so I started playing with the harmonica, and that really helped me develop my whole outlook on life and with the music and that. And I found it very, very interesting. And, like, in fact, the one song that I did, it was an incident that was happening outside that really led me to it. They were putting a new roof on a church, and the pounding and everything. And I, you know, like this is going through my mind all the time. So then when I saw the roofers making that kind of noise, net, I put the roofers' noise with the pounding of the nails in our Lord's hands and feet, and things just seemed to fall together. And that's the way that particular song came out.
It's always interesting what transpires songwriters to write their material. And something else that's rather interesting is that you write exceptionally well for somebody who hasn't really written all that long.
That's true. You know, I'm amazed. In fact, a lot of people are amazed with the quality of my songs. And yet, it seems to be a different genre of what is out there right now. And because anyone who has listened to any of my CDs, all two of them, will indicate that it's different. It's a different type of music, a different type of putting across a message. And that's basically what it is. It's a message.
Yeah, and a fresh and unique message, I would say. And you have a couple CDs available. One is entitled Actions Speak Louder Than Words, which is more contemporary music. And then Francis R. True Shepherd, which is religious music. And something else that happened for you is that the title track, Francis R. True Shepherd, was brought to the Pope for you.
Yeah, so there was a coincidence that happened, and this person that's next door to us, she has connections with someone who is active with the Pope. And so she mentioned to us, she says, if you give me a CD, I will see that at least he will be, the Pope that is, will know that something has been done, and this is it here. And so we did that. And, you know, we kind of chuckled a bit because we said, you know, something going to the Pope, ha ha ha.
Yeah, yeah.
But in the long run, we're waiting any time to hear from, if not the Pope directly, someone who is in association with him. And when it happens, people will know about it.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. But it's a little miracle.
Yeah, it is. It really is. And, you know, I'm not holding my breath out for it, but still, I have a feeling, I have enough faith to say that I think it's going to come through.
Yeah, and the fact that the song was even brought to the Pope, I mean, that's something in itself.
Because of the people we know that through the chain of people that have an association with the Pope, there's one of those people that will deliver it to him one way or another.
All right, and your two CDs, Actions Speak Louder Than Words and Francis Our True Shepherd, are both available by searching Dr. D at online music retailers, Amazon, iTunes, CD Baby. You can search Dr. D for those. And we're going to play a song a little bit later in the show. And I imagine all your songs are quite special to you, but this one is in particular. Tell us a little bit about this one.
My second one that I wrote was Forgive Me, Lord. And I really, really like that one because it was one of my first ones.
I want to talk a little bit about a new song that I know you have in the works. On your religious CD, you actually have a song called Christmas Time, but you're doing another Christmas song and you're taking a little bit different approach to this one. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, the one that I'm doing, I thought it would be ready for Christmas. And here it is, the month of April now.
Oh, last Christmas, okay.
And, you know, it's next Christmas is we'll be ready. But I need an introduction. That's what I need for right now. And it's Santa Claus Boogie. Now, everyone knows the boogie. And with Santa Claus, little kids will be doing the Santa Claus Boogie. They will learn how to do the boogie-woogie.
And so that one's, the music for that is going to be set to standard boogie-woogie.
Yes, but with a childish fling to it, whereby the old people will be doing the same thing as the little ones. And, I've already tried it out on some groups, and it really is picking up speed right now. And it hasn't been put out yet.
And you talk about writing this particular song in more of the, the children's fun type theme. Have you thought about kind of branching out? I mean, you cover a couple of genres already with, more contemporary music and religious, maybe children's music or anything else?
Oh, yes. I have three or four of them already, either in progress being done or people will say to me, have you ever thought of this, or have you ever thought of that? And I said, no, that's a good idea. If you give me permission, I will include that. And then I put it down on my little pad, and every so often I go to that pad, and I go through, you know, and say, okay, now this sounds good, and that. And many times people will give me some hints, so to speak. I do not forget them. Somehow that is included in the song.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about your songwriting. How do you get your inspiration? Is it, from everyday things or from something that you might have dreamt about? Do you just sit down when you have time to write and just come up with something?
No, it's all of the above, but mostly I get inspired while I'm sleeping. Many things that I do, many of the songs that I do, they are everyday occurrence, like actions speak louder than words, as an example. That is about this woman who is saying that her husband never thinks of her and so on and so forth. So I brought that along and made it into a song that when you really look at it seriously, actions really do speak louder than words. Mm-hmm. And then the I Do one, that's about people who have marriage problems. And again, if you really look at it carefully, you will see that, hey, you know, maybe this is hitting me and I don't even know it. So you try to capitalize as much as you can on what the people are really saying. So you're saying, is this what you're saying? Is that what you're saying? And a lot of time you hear, yeah, you know, you hit the nail right on the head.
Yeah, when you write things that, like you say, everyday occurrences, these things happen for lots of people and everybody can relate. So I know that you're writing some new material. Can we expect another CD release from Dr. D in the near future?
I am hoping to have a CD by the fall. Mm-hmm. And definitely I have to have something for Santa Claus. And I'm hoping by the end of October, because once we're in October, November and December has gone by.
Well, you had a song go to the Pope, and now you have a song go to Santa Claus.
Yeah. So, you know, you can't go wrong. You got one that's going with the Pope, and the other one's...
Well, you're sending them out to the top people.
Hey, that's the only way you can get to them.
Well, you found a way.
Yes.
All right, Dr. D, it's been a pleasure having you on the show and sharing your inspiration and your songwriting with us.
Yeah, this is what life is all about, you know. If you have something, share it with others, because if you don't, you're being very selfish. And I try to share with everyone.
Well, we do appreciate that. And again, we appreciate you being on the show today.
It's a great pleasure, JD. Anytime, just give me a call.
All right. And once again, you can pick up Dr. D's CDs at all online music retailers. And those two CDs are Francis, Our True Shepherd, and Actions Speak Louder Than Words. And from Francis, Our True Shepherd, this is Forgive Me, Lord, for All My Faults. This is You Talking to Me. I'm your host, Big JD. Thanks for listening.
Forgive me, Lord, for all my faults. I didn't know I could hurt you so. Things are done and I don't know. Satan wants control of my precious thoughts. Nails are driven in your hands. Hammers are pounding that I can't stand. Spears are piercing at your side. Makes me realize my mistakes gone by. Please, Lord, don't let me forget to be with you now, that's a sure bet. Surround me with your flowing grace, singing and shouting your eternal praise. When my life gives up its space, surround me with your flowing grace. Prepare me for my eternal place, to sing and shout of your good grace. Forgive me, Lord, for all my faults. I didn't know I could hurt you so. Things are done and I don't know. Satan wants control of my precious thoughts. Satan wants control of my precious thoughts. I won't let him control my precious thoughts.